Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live with the Ralph Winterode Show coming out of Alaska. Truth Seeker of the Far North. We are experiencing a whopping 54 degrees today, partly cloudy. The Alaska Fair is on its last legs. That's a big issue in Alaska. People go over there and enjoy all of the food and the goings-on that giant pumpkins up over, I think it was 1,000 pounds or something. I don't know, way up there. It's unbelievable. Anyway, going to have some really interesting things to talk about today. And also, I want to notice people, and I'll be putting out a notice a couple of times, on 911 next Sunday. I'm honored to have Dr. Judy Wood on. With real empirical evidence. They're having the international hearing in Toronto. The people with the theologians and the philosophers and the politicians and some chemists like Neil Herrett that don't have any information that won't come out and actually attribute to anything. And I'm going to address that here as soon as we come back from break. But I think the next Sunday show is a Sunday show you are not going to want to miss, because we're going to dispense with the thermite crowd, the nuke crowd, mini nuke crowd. And then the show is going to be strictly about evidence, about Dr. Judy Wood's, the only independent forensic investigation out there of what happened at 911, the real stuff. Not nonsense, not hype, not BS. And Andrew Johnson, also out of the UK, will be in the show, too. So there will be three of us. And you're not going to hear it anywhere else laid out that succinctly next Sunday. Back in a minute.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Okay, back for a break here. And before we get into some real important issues here with the IRS and legal notices and who owns the property and that, I'm taking them on. Gladden's taking them on. We are going to have it out in Alaska. There's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. And all hell is going to break loose because got so much information now. They're going to be selling Dave Gladden's property, they think, September the 17th. And they even put it out on a thing to come on over and enjoy the fun and drinks and see Dillingham. It's like it's a big festival thing. Well, guess what? Not going to happen. But anyway, I want to touch just briefly to dispense something for some reason. And Dr. Judy Wood doesn't go into this because she goes into the evidence of what happened and how it happened. But this is an important issue about 911. And I think the people in America and all the families that have suffered and had people die, injured, that were involved, we have a duty to get this information out there, the real truth. After 911 happened, it took Congress until October the 1st, 2002, to implement a, quote, public law. And it's public law 107-231. It's found at 116 STAT, S-T-A-T, Statutes at Large, 1471. They established an act, and it says, here is the preamble. To provide for the establishment of investigative teams to assess building performance and emergency response and evacuation procedures in the wake of any building failure that has resulted in substantial loss of life and that pose significant potential of substantial loss of life. It's like it's a, we have a building code problem here. These buildings weren't built properly. And so in this, NIST, N-I-S-T, National Institute of Standards and Technology, got involved about this. And, of course, Dr. Judy Wood has a letter, and it's also in the NIST report, that they did not investigate anything up to, including the airplanes, supposed airplanes that hit the building, but anything that happened after that, they did not investigate. So, obviously, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that the, quote, NIST report is a non-issue. They didn't investigate anything. They never put their name on the dotted line. But what is even more astounding in this particular act is down here under criminal acts. If the Attorney General, in consultation with the director, determines and notifies the director that circumstances reasonably indicate that the building failure being investigated by the team may have been caused by a criminal act. I haven't figured out that there's a criminal act involved yet. This is over a year later. The team shall relinquish investigative priority to the appropriate law enforcement agency. The relinquishment of the investigatory priority of the team shall not otherwise affect the authority of the team to continue its investigation under this act. And it also, the next one is preservation of evidence. They shall preserve all the evidence. Did that happen? No. Can you believe, with all the hype, oh, it's the box cutters, it's the Arabs, it's they flew the airplanes in. When they put their name on the dotted line, they are investigating this as though it was a structural collapse and there was no criminality. And if they found any criminality, they were supposed to notify those folks and they were supposed to take over and preserve the evidence. Now, this is almost 13 months later. If you want somebody to point your finger at, point it at Congress. That den of vipers up there. It is quite obvious that it wasn't a mere structural collapse issue. It's quite obvious that there was, quote, criminality involved. But yet Congress chose not to have it investigated under the clothes with criminality. They didn't do that. Why? This team that's supposed to investigate this is supposed to say, well, if you see any criminality, call up the FBI over there and say, hey, you know, I think we've got a slight problem here, you know. It probably all this steel and all this concrete just didn't collapse. Seven buildings, by the way, not just two or three. Seven buildings. And it just didn't fall down. Do you believe this? Is this brought up by any of the, quote, 911 truthers? No. The misinformation folks? No. They won't bring it up because they can't. Now, to dispense with, before I get on to some other issues of which Gladden and myself and others, we're going to war up here. We're going to hunt. But you take the first issue. It's supposed to be a standard. They always say, oh, it looked like a controlled demolition, a standard controlled demolition. How do you deal with that particular situation? They like Building 7. It has the appearance of a standard controlled demolition. There is science out there that is well settled, well established, irrefutable, called seismic recorders. They are used when buildings are collapsed. It is used in earthquakes. It is used when anything that is recorded in planet Earth. It's irrefutable. It is a well-established, undeniable science that these recorders record, and what they record is true. So if there was a controlled demolition, Building 7 would have created on the seismic recorders a recordable for the 230,000 tons, regardless of whether it came down in one piece, 10 pieces, 1,000 pieces, or 200,000 pieces, cut all. When it hit planet Earth, it would have been recorded. There was no recording. Almost nothing. Couldn't find it out of the noise. Buildings, towers 1 and 2, was equivalent to about a 16 or slightly story building instead of 110. That is conclusive evidence precluding that it was not a standard controlled demolition, period, end of story. The type of, quote, explosive that could have been used, might have been used, should have been used, is an irrelevant issue. It's precluded. Because if the first thing is not true, then the, quote, explosives is a non-issue. So you can take the thermite, nanothermite, ninja nanothermite, termites. I saw that come out the other day. I thought that was pretty cute. It's all nonsense. And add to this the fact that Stephanopoulos was there live with a camera. I can't think of the anchor right now. His name always seems to escape me. Looking across where the debris was. I says, where's the building? Where's the debris? Couldn't see it. Just a little teeny pile. That's conclusive evidence, irrefutable. So therefore, you can exclude all of that nonsense. Now we got the mini nukes that were planted underneath that took out structurally the buildings. Well, the World Trade Center buildings were built in a bathtub. This bathtub is required because of the water table problem they have there. The areas of the structural foundation is below the Hudson River. So any water that would have got in there would immediately flow into all of Manhattan, which is what they were concerned about with, quote, Irene hurricane. It would get into the subways and all hell would break loose. The bathtub survived almost totally. There was nothing really happened to the bathtub. So you couldn't have planted nukes underneath it and had it come up through a bathtub and put itself back together and take out the structures above it. So you can throw that out and stuff all in the toilet is total nonsense. No toilets and stuff were found. we can throw out as illogical that they were putting out that the Israelis came in 2 days and hauled all the toilets out. Oh, God, and plugged up all the holes so there's no smell, and everybody had a little bucket that they brought every day and they carried it out. I don't know how they got it on the subways or whatever. Oh, God, the building was vacant. There's another one. 1,200 some people ended up dying coming out of the building, whether they jumped or were other reasons. The building was not vacant. So I can throw all that stuff in the toilet. It's nonsense. And like I say, next Sunday, we're going to address those at the very beginning. And then the only callers that will be allowed in is to do with evidence. I'm not going to listen to any more nonsense of any trolls, psyops, whatever's get in there and chew up the time. It's going to be about the evidence that's presented. If you have a valid point, love to hear it. Research it out. Buy Dr. Judy Wood's book at wheredidthetowersgo.com or at Amazon. Where did the towers go? Read it. We're going to talk about evidence. Or if you want to hear a very D-rated hype of psyops, tune in to the international hearings in Toronto. And you can confess your sins. They're going to have theologians there. Go and sin no more. Go and seek the truth no more. You'll have politicians there that'll put a spin on anything when you get through. You'll have no idea where you've been or where you're going. Neil Harrod will be there. But he will not come out and say that thermite, nanothermite, is an explosive. I read his affidavit in Gallup's appeal, which he's going to be sanctioned. He said he wouldn't come out and say it. Wouldn't put his name to it. Back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back from break here, and I am now running in the Anchorage Daily News a legal notice. Supposedly they have done, I've not seen it yet, a clerk's title, because I can't pay $12,000, they think, in my interest in their property that was done September the 1st. Now, I am running a legal notice, and let me pull it up here, and I will read all. I'm also running one on, quote, my private conveyances, what they want to term motor vehicles. That's out there right now, and that's running, and running it four times a week apart. That seems to be what the attorneys have accepted up in Alaska, so I thought, well, if it's good enough for the other side of life, it's probably... it will probably work for me also. And let me pull up here what I'm running for the legal notice here on the land. And I'll leave out all of the description. It says legal notice - quiet title. Ralph Kermit Winrode II is filing this legal notice to quiet the title and remove any clouds on his perfect legal title being possession, right of possession, and right of property of his land being, and then I have the descriptions of the lot and all that, and also the range and all that, you know, T16, N, N3, all that other stuff, in the Palmer Recording District. Therefore, any party or person having any claim as to possession, right of property, any right, any title, any interest, valid assessments, or liens, is hereby noticed to contact, and I have my name and address and stuff, concerning said land. That is the format that I have chosen myself to use for the land. The one for the other thing that I'm doing, because we know now that, I mean, there isn't any doubt, and I'm going to get into that. This is on the, quote, motor vehicles. Ralph Kermit Winrode II is filing this legal notice to quiet the title and remove any clouds on his perfect legal title being possession, right of property of two private conveyances being, and I got a 1997 Chevrolet Astro van with a VIN number and a 1997 K25 pickup with a VIN number, with both being currently registered, and then I got SIC, S-I-C, which means it's nonsense, in Alaska. Therefore, any person that has any claim as to possession, right of property, any right, any title, any interest, any security interests, or liens of said property is hereby noticed to contact, and I have anything concerning said private conveyances. Now, I made a few word changes in this one because in Alaska, well, first of all, in a manufacturer statement of origin, I had somebody send me one, the word property is there. Those, of course, are surrendered in Alaska and other states to the state. The word property. The certificate of title in Alaska comes back and says that you are now a legal owner and there may be other security interest not shown. Of course, that is tied in too, and it's in every state. You go into the definitions. It's in the secured transaction section under the UCC, and you will find down in .505 registered owners or owner, along with some other words, all have the meaning of being a debtor. And always, without exception, that .505 will always point that definition to .311. That's where it's used. And then that will point to your motor vehicle registrations of your state. And then you can go in and read your registered owner, and usually it's possessory or something along that line. You have possessory rights. No different than if you were leasing something from Chevrolet. They own the whole thing, and you have to comply with, which is what we unwittingly don't know, when we go over and register, because register means to create a certificate of security. That's in the UCC, by the way, too. Why would I want to create a certificated security for somebody? Well, of course, the state, this I cannot prove yet. I know that they're taking that property as the same that they're doing on the land issues in Alaska, and they are, in that particular instance, they're creating mortgage-backed securities. They're taking people, they're using people's land to make money off of behind the scenes. And in Alaska, as far as the DMV, let me bring up the one here that I got. I just got through, got that in from Anchorage. And I just got the ordinance. And I just got through scanning it this morning here. And let me pull that guy up here. And it's quite clear about what's really going on in the, they don't even hide it. That's what's more astounding. Now, this is found in the Anchorage Ordinance 78-72, and anybody that's on my special list or that's in Alaska that might have a use for this, well, we'll be back in a minute, and I'm going to read it right out of the Anchorage Ordinance. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back from break here, and got any recovering motor vehicles here. Something here that's plain English, and now we're going to get into, there was a very interesting case that came in. We'll probably talk about that after the top of the hour, Cohen, in the D.C. Appellate Circuit Court. Very interesting case, and more. Anyway, getting back to this. Now, this is an Anchorage ordinance. Now, remember, this is the way it starts off. It says up here, an ordinance repealing and reenacting Title IX of the Anchorage Municipal Code pertaining to vehicles and traffic, the Anchorage Assembly ordains. Okay, ordains is to establish, to institute, or to make an ordinance, to enact. So now, the first thing, in all, you'll find this if you look, and the thing is effect of headings. This happens to be, and by the way, anybody can find these things on, if you type in Anchorage Municipal Code, or Anchorage, Alaska, and there's a link to the municipal code, and you can see these particular code sections. They're online. Really important issues. The concept, first of all, they have 9.02.020 effective headings. Chapter and section headings contained herein shall not be deemed to govern, limit, modify, or in any manner affect the scope, meaning, or intent of the provisions of any chapter or section thereof. So this is a pretty standard thing. A lot, but don't be fooled into just because it's got a heading or something that might tend to put you off and say, oh, well, that's not going to have anything, and skip on over it, because that's not the case. Now, let me get down to the substantive issues here. And this is 9.08.060. Public employees to obey regulation. You might think, well, it doesn't have any application to you or me. No, not so. Here's the substance. This is in black and white. I love it when these folks confess out there in the open. By the way, Anchorage has a... their use of force continuum, their regulations, they have refused to provide those yet. They're called, I think it's response resistance, and it's all secret. And I'm going to get access to that. I have the Alaska State Troopers. I got the city of Wasilla's stuff. That took a lot of work, but I finally got that where they confess in theirs they're just professionals at making citizens arrest. They have no police power. It's all an illusion. But this is right out of Anchorage Ordinance 9.08.060. The provisions of this title. Now, Title IX is where they do all of the traffic citations and all that stuff for all this ad nauseum, traffic lights and whatevers. The provisions of this title, which is Title IX, shall apply to the drivers of all vehicles owned or operated by the United States, the state, or any borough, town, district, or other political subdivision of the state, comma. Is that really hard to understand? It's to all drivers, owned or operated. So they've got an inclusive statement here. It's all vehicles owned or operated by the United States, the state, or any borough, town, district, or other political subdivision of the state, comma. subject to the exemptions as are set forth in this title or the state vehicle code. That's it. They're telling them the truth. Because the vehicles are owned by somebody, and it's not you or me. We just don't understand it. We think because we are have possession, we walk into DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and we want to register. The property is already owned by the state, and when we register, we're creating a certificated security where we say we want to hand to you the legal ownership, which is the right to possess something, the equitable title, equitable owner part, the thing called the right of property to the state. That's already, we want to give you all that. And we want you to issue back to us a certificate of title that says I am a legal owner, I have possessory rights, and there's other security interests not shown. It's right on the face of the certificate of title. And because I have given you all of this stuff, I want you, for my protection and the protection of the public, to, and if I owned all that property, I would want people to have a driver's license. I would want to control how bad their conduct was, because it's my property. I've probably got it collateralized. God knows. Alaska's got 600,000 people. There's probably way more than that, quote, motor vehicles up here. And I'd want these people to have insurance. I don't want them to screw up my property. But I'm doing it all in the guise of safety. Then I'm going to hire commercial mercenaries called cops, troopers, police, to take care of my property. Why not? Under, again, all the guise of safety. There's no doubt there's benefits of the safety side. Certain, there's always a reason that you can think, but the real truth is it's their property. And they're mercenaries. They're paramilitary. I heard Eric Spitzer, state trooper, that loved to beat up on children and women. He got up on the stand. Well, I'm a member of the paramilitary organization. I sat there and I just couldn't believe the things he was going over. And we use the use of force continuum. Our goal is the force is to get you under control, starting with officer present, uniform, to orders, which are military orders, because paramilitary sits outside of any constitutional grant of authority from the people, on up to different types of orders that have more, up to they use pepper spray and tasers and batons and up to the good old Glock, whatever's required. And they're taught, because I've got this right out of Sitka, out of troopers that have been there, more than one, to confirm it. Of course, I can't mention their names, but they get out of, they're taught this. They know that these motor vehicles belong to the state of Alaska. They have a little phony commission thing signed by the governor, which does not appoint him to anything because they're all flunkies. They're all employees. They have an employee affidavit. But they know their get-out-of-jail card. If they're by themselves with you and you end up dead, their get-out-of-jail card always is, I was in fear of my life. You made some move that put them in fear of their life, and they will never get prosecuted. They won't. Almost never. We had an instance here I've talked about before down in, as well, it's been quite a few years ago, a guy that was crippled, pulled over in the middle of the night at a rest center, and supposedly a dome light going off a couple times by a snow truck guy alerted that that was a major issue, and of course the cops come in, two of them, and I forget their names right now, they escape me right now, but one was facing in the front and one from the rear. Anytime you see that happen, you're in trouble. Because let me tell you, that's one thing I do have a lot of firsthand experience in. When they box you in, they know who you are. And they're there for a reason. And Osborne, that's the guy that shot the guy. The guy had soiled his pants. He was crippled. And His vehicle started to move forward. He was ordered out by Osborne, and he shot five times, and four of them shot him in the back. And he only had about 10 feet to go to the other cop car that the cop was outside the trooper behind the door, and had plenty of room. There was no danger. And it was in the Anchorage Daily News that the other cop, the other trooper, was not in fear of his life. And then the next day it came out and he changed his story. He was in fear of his life. And Osborne got off, was not criminally charged, and I think they ended up with like a $150,000 civil suit was the cost of that man's life. He had been challenging the troopers on different issues, and whether he's lily white or not is not the issue. But you can meet your executioner with any policeman at any point, unless there's witnesses, and they will kill you, and they'll walk away. We see it all the time up here. A gal here last year, I think it was this year, came out and had a gun, and they killed her. They had plenty of time. They could have just shot a leg out, shot an arm, or done something. No, they didn't do it. They killed another one over in Palmer. They killed one up in Delta Junction. They just killed them. They killed one in Anchorage. Come out and he had a BB gun or something. But they were in fear of their life, and they will walk. So we need to learn that we should be in fear of our life. Number one, never, ever get out of your, quote, motor vehicle. They can order you out. You have a right not to get out because you're in fear of your life based on their use of force continuum that they're trained under. Only if you're put under arrest. Never, ever get out of the safety of a car for these guys. Absolutely never. Anyway, so what I'm doing is taking this on, because I filed on a moose incident with a motor vehicle, which I've talked about before up here, and, of course, there's no evidence of anything, and they tried a felony indictment, a misdemeanor, and a traffic citation, no insurance, and now they had a secret report, and I filed in a court of general jurisdiction to challenge them on my status, which I have filed into the recording district. I am not a citizen of the United States. I don't want the same rights as white citizens. Could I be one? And the Superior Court wouldn't talk. Denied. So now we end up in this court up here. And I got a copy of my, quote, driving record, because I had to get SR-22 because my friend is down in Washington right now, so I could get out of my house here to tend to my needs. And in there it had accident severity unknown. And, of course, the court comes back in. I said I wanted to have the SR-22 lifted. I'll agree to have a driver's license and insurance until you guys roll. I already got it. I can't really afford to be paying this ridiculous fee of $1,600 a year for doing nothing. You know, I've got a perfect record as far as motor vehicles with other motor vehicles. Never collected one dime in insurance yet. Yes, I've stacked a motorcycle up. My wife was killed. But that's another issue. There was no money involved there, but that was... Anyway, the attorney comes back and makes a statement. Well, first of all, I called the... They filed in a certified copy, and they left that part out, page 17. So I filed in against them. Witty is her name, W-I-T-T-Y. And I said, you're modifying an official government document. This is used in Canada, whether I can get through Canada. This is used by insurance companies, whether I can obtain insurance. And if I modified an official government record, that'd be a crime. Next thing I know, Witty's gone. I got a Johansson there. He comes back and makes all of these statements about I was a driver and I was involved in an accident. It's over $200,000. All this stuff based on a report that, of course, it's secret and I can't see it. Star Chamber stuff, Art of England. Same kind of nonsense. It's secret. Y'all can't see it. Of course, they wanted to call up September the 1st last year, and we're going to have an inquisitorial hearing. I have to prove something of which I have no evidence, no anything. We're just going to sit there, and you're going to confess your sins. Not going to happen. So anyway, he made this, so I filed back in, which I have a sanction motion I put out, I think I put it out to all the lists. I don't remember, at least a special in the IRS. But anytime these guys, under Rule 11, put forth anything they cannot back up by fact, if they state as fact and they have no factual evidence, can't even allude to it, and there's no law, I'm filing for sanctions. We're going to take this up another step. I'm working up the module on the Alaska Bar, another professional code of conduct. And I'm also waiting right now. The state is balking because they know where I'm headed, of course. There is not one judge, justice, magistrate, anybody in all of Alaska, or the state, that has an oath of office as a public officer. I have the appointment letters from the governor. A few of them actually do have a signature, but there's no heading. There's no appointment. It says, hi, thanks for showing up. They are not a civil commission. A civil commission is a document that was under Marbury versus Madison. It is not the document that establishes the appointment. It is evidence of the signature. The signature that's required is what the civil commission is. And I have one out of Alaska. Only one ever. They've ever found. They purged every one, and they missed one down in Juneau in the archives. And I got it. Got a copy of it. Nobody has one. So I asked for the civil commissions for all of the judges and justices in Alaska. Of course, they already know this, but I'll let it out. Marilyn May, a clerk of the court that's no longer there, I have it on the Supreme Court justices. She came out and said the Supreme Court justices have no civil commission. Well, if you have no civil commission, you hold no office. You have no oath of office as a public officer. What are you doing up here, folks? Because we're going to be filing complaints in with the Judicial Council of Alaska. But even more so, and I've got to finish scanning the ruling case law, but also Hightower, or a tower, H-I-G-H, on Quorinto and Mandamus, is the procedure is to file into the Attorney General's office for him to proceed forward for these usurpers to remove them from office. And, of course, he's not going to move. I don't have any doubt he's not going to do anything. Then the next step is to file in the Court of General Jurisdiction a writ of mandamus to make him do his job. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? And if that doesn't happen, then the next thing is a Title 1983 operating under a color of law. One stat 23, I think it is, the very first statute at large requires all of these folks to have an oath of office as public officers, sworn and subscribed. Not the least of which in Alaska, Article 12, Section 5 requires it. Even though it's a baloney communist document, hey, it's there, I'm going to use it. Not one person has ever done one in Alaska that I can find. That's from the governor on down. Alaska's courts has two different flavors of them. One, because they operate in two different venues. And neither one of them are constitutional. That's what's coming. As far as those guys. We're taking the battle to these guys. And now in this motor vehicle thing, have another issue. Because every traffic citation... Oops, be... Back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in a an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Okay, back from break here, and now that I have the official record in the filed end of the Supreme Court of Alaska, now I have a copy of an ordinance which the courts must take judicial notice of, government-owned or driven vehicles, we have another problem. You see, Mr. Johansson, the attorney that showed up, it's the same thing in these traffic courts. Mr. Johansson has not disclosed that he is there enforcing the property and the use of the state's property and the commercial interests of the property. He has a conflict of interest. He did not disclose that. I have the official record of where this, quote, motor vehicle in question and others have been included in the official record. So we take the official record as true. Those, quote, motor vehicles are in there. Now I have an ordinance where Anchorage has filed many numerous complaints. They have about $7,000 they think that somehow Ralph owes. I can't drive across the Connect Bridge into Anchorage because they'll take my ride, haul it off. They've done that twice already. So we're not doing that anymore, no more. But that is a conclusive evidence that it is a government-owned and driven vehicle, because the Anchorage ordinances say so. And the only place to, quote, register them is with the state of Alaska. And this fellow works for the state of Alaska. So therefore, we can connect the dots, if you will, or lay the legal foundation that's irrefutable that the state is owns that, quote, motor vehicle in their world. And this fellow is employed by the state of Alaska. He's paid by them. He's enforcing their commercial interest and their property in the Supreme, and he has not disclosed that because I have tried before in the Superior Court and filed in this court. Now I'm going to file in that he disclose or be removed because he has no standing to be here. He has a conflict of interest because I am bringing up constitutional rights of the right to travel. and he's not qualified to be there. He has a conflict of interest because he has a financial interest in this, working strictly for the state on the commercial side. And if we had a traffic citation, the first thing is to move it into a court of record, being the Superior Court demanding a constitutional judge. Of course, we don't have one. But there's a conflict of interest because the magistrate is there enforcing the stuff. The cop is there enforcing the stuff. He's making the citizen's arrest. He's a private prosecutor. We have a law on that. He's there. He's a private prosecutor. He's working to enforce, because he's a member of a paramilitary organization, to enforce the commercial interest. Why would I go in there and have them, all these guys that aren't in this quasi-criminal world that they want to call it, which is their interest, their commercial interest of their property, and they don't like my conduct? Well, put it where the sun don't shine. We're going to see how this all plays out. So for the Supreme Court tried to get rid of this once, they said on the SR-22, go down to the Superior Court. Well, I can't do that because I'd have to plead the same issues that's already sitting in the Supreme Court. So haven't heard anything back from them. They're sitting there scratching whatevers. But just going to keep up in the ante because we're on the attack mode now. No more screwing around. No more we'll play the defensive, but we're going on the offensive. We're going to go after them, big time. I'm hunting, and I get even, boy. They have shown me no quarter. I show them none. I don't do forgiveness for these guys. They're demonic, evil. It's treason, acts of treason, what they're doing. They've stolen the people's property in Alaska and other places. They've stolen the, quote, private conveyances. I'm a cutman. Be back in a little bit about the IRS. Hang tight.